A lot of parents nowadays wouldn't think of spanking their kids, but not long ago, many a child's bottom met the occasional switch. And while attitudes about corporal punishment have changed, it is still a provocative issue. Tonight, NBC takes it on in a new miniseries called The Slap, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The actual slap takes place in the first episode at a barbecue in Brooklyn. Family and friends, grandparents and kids are milling about. One of the little boys, 5-year-old Hugo, is a terror.
I hate it.
He throws someone else's iPad on the floor and digs up the host's garden.
Don't do that.
Hugo's parents pretty much do nothing to stop him. They're hippies who like to drink. At one point, Hugo swings a baseball bat dangerously close to the other kids. His dad doesn't seem too concerned, but when the bat nearly hits another boy, that boy's father storms towards Hugo.
Put down the bat right now!
The other boy's father takes Hugo by the shoulders.
When adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
After Hugo kicks him in the shin, the man slaps him. That act sets off a firestorm of different reactions. Hugo's mother is distraught.
Out of control.
The slapper's wife is mortified.
I'm so sorry.
The slapper's 73-year-old aunt is old school.
The brat deserved it.
The Slap has a dream cast that includes Peter Sarsgaard, Tandy Newton, and Uma Thurman. The two main characters are played by Melissa George and Zachary Quinto, and they definitely brought their own personal feelings about corporal punishment to their performances. Zachary Quinto plays the slapper. He says when he was a kid, his parents were not against physical pain.
We called it the stick, and the stick was brought out in extreme cases of infraction. I didn't grow up in a household that was in any way damaging to me. I hated it and it terrified me, but it also instilled me with a sense of what happens if you break the rules.
To me, no one has the right to punish someone else's child.
That's Melissa George, who plays Rosie, the mother of the boy who gets slapped. Harry, the slapper, definitely has anger issues. He's a self-made man who's rigid and has high expectations for his son. On the other extreme, Hugo's mom, Rosie, is a free spirit. She hates violence and wants to shelter her son from the Harrys of the world. Melissa George says Rosie doesn't believe in giving her son too many boundaries either.
Like her house that they live in, he can draw on the windows. She thinks it's expression of his artistic abilities. You know, they say that he was swinging the bat, and what she says is, my child, every child misbehaves.
Well, she's nuts, Rosie. She's a little bit, you know, she's crazy.
Zachary Quinto and Melissa George say they brought their own experiences to these roles.
How we were parented, how we choose to be a parent.
And because those experiences vary, the slap brings up stuff that a lot of people are afraid to talk about, says psychologist Leslie Sanders.
It is important to show this today because it puts in our faces what's happening in many households on a daily basis.
Like the stress of balancing a job, a marriage, and being a parent. The series also looks at how older generations disciplined their kids. Things were different 15 to 20 years ago, says Sanders.
There was a sense of community, a sense of, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. So then therefore, when there was a neighbor or a friend, it was okay to discipline a child that was not of your own.
The Slap was originally a novel that was first adapted into a miniseries on Australian television. The American version was written by playwright John Robin Bates. He says one reason he was drawn to the story was that it begins at a barbecue, a fairly routine setting.
There's an idea in playwriting that, you know, the drama begins once ritual is broken. That applies so much in the case of The Slap itself. This getting together, suddenly it's made dangerous and ugly.
The drama is not only the slap itself, but the ugly repercussions. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.